Welcome to Colorado Traveler, a weekly peek at Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West, presented by Linda Duval, a Colorado Springs travel writer who has been exploring the world for more than 30 years.
The rising sun casts a golden net over the vineyards of the Grand Valley on Colorado's western slope. The grapes seem to bask in the early morning glow as it burns off the mist and shares its warmth. If grapes had faces, they'd be smiling. This is Colorado Wine Country. 25 years ago, most people never heard of it, but in recent years, Colorado wines have been holding their own in prestigious competitions, a sign that the industry is maturing. Okay, it's still young by California standards, but the wine industry in Colorado has taken giant strides in just a few years. With the dawn of Prohibition, the wine industry pretty much died in Colorado. In 1978, Colorado Mountain Vineyards, now called Colorado Cellars, resurrected the business. Others followed, but slowly. By 1990, there were 9 wineries, and by 2000, there were about 30 of them. Then came the explosion. Today, there are more than 100 wineries in Colorado, most family-owned operations. Colorado vintages began to win awards, so wine became a cause for celebration. The granddaddy of Colorado wine festivals happens the third weekend in September, when the Colorado Mountain Wine Fest fills Riverbend Park in Palisade, just east of Grand Junction. Each year, thousands of people attend the celebration, where more than 40 Colorado wineries pour their best vintages for tasting. Remember the famous scene from I Love Lucy when Lucy and Ethel were stomping grapes? Well, you can do it too. Each year, there's a grape stomping contest, not to mention dueling chefs, gourmet food and artisan booths, winemaker dinners, and self-guided tours of the wineries. Like Napa Valley, the Grand Valley has developed dining, lodging, and attractions to complement the wine theme. You can take a self-guided wine tour anytime, stopping at local wineries' tasting rooms to sample their wares. Some offer tours of the winemaking operation, too. If you really want to immerse yourself in the wine country experience, consider spending a night at Two Rivers Winery near Grand Junction. Besides being a lovely spot with great views of both the Book Cliffs and the Colorado National Monument, the winery is secluded and quiet. Two Rivers is known for its Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Riesling, and Port. Established in 1978, Colorado Cellars is the state's oldest and largest winery. It produces everything from fruit wines, such as plum, peach, and cherry, as well as port, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, and Merlot. On the side, they also produce grapeseed oil, salad dressings, and some killer fudge. Carlson Vineyards prides itself on using all Colorado-grown grapes and fruits in its wines. Try its award-winning Prairie Dog Blush, or sample the hot peach wine, they call it Cobbler in a Cup. Or go with the Cougar Run Shiraz or Chardonnay or Fat Cat Muscat for a treat. Plum Creek Winery also uses all Colorado-grown grapes. One of the state's wine pioneers, Plum Creek, began making 400 cases of wine a year. Now it makes thousands. Try its award-winning Cabernets, Rieslings, and Sauvignon Blanc. Canyon Wind Cellars credits the area's loose, cobbly soil, sunny days, cool nights, and yes, the wind that comes down the canyon, for its superb vintages. The award-winning Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot are aged in Colorado's only underground wine cellar. Garfield Estates, established in 2000, already has become a premier producer of wines, using only Colorado grapes to produce its Syrahs and Sauvignon Blancs. Also check out their unusual ice wine. Some wineries have gourmet food shops, others have art galleries on the site. Each one has its own personality. I guess the only way to discover which one you like best is to visit them all. Who needs Napa Valley?
Linda Duval is the former travel editor for the Gazette, a freelance travel writer and winner of several Lowell Thomas Awards. She is the co-author of Insider's Guide to Colorado Springs and writes a local website, Pike's Peak on the Cheap.